pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great job.
Well done.
At every meeting, Governor Rick Scott, the rest of the cabinet, and audience members are led in the Pledge of Allegiance by various people. At their latest cabinet meeting, it was students from Cornerstone Christian Academy in Avon Park who led them in the pledge. That's a private school, and in many public schools across the state, the Pledge of Allegiance is also recited to start the day. But that very issue is causing quite a stir in several Florida Panhandle districts, areas where there's a heavy military presence. Santa Rosa School Superintendent Tim Rosdick says it all started when one student came a little bit late to school while the Pledge of Allegiance was taking place.
The teacher then corrected the students, and the students took that correction and began to say the Pledge of Allegiance. A few days later, one of those students' parents asked that the student not say the pledge, and from that began a discussion about when and how notice of not saying the pledge to each student, that opportunity that they do not have to say the pledge, would be issued.
The Muslim parent of the student brought it to the attention of the school that Florida law states signs must be posted around the school, informing students of their right not to say the Pledge of Allegiance. While Rosdick says he knows students have that right, he believes he shouldn't have to post the signs and should just have it stated in a handbook. Still, he posted the signs in all the classrooms. They read, quote, "Students are invited to stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of our country, but they are not required to do so."
My heart sank for those who lost their family, husband, wives, children, and parents while they were fighting for this country.
That's Haley Odom, a Gulf Breeze High School student, tearfully describing how she felt when she saw the posted signs. She'd just come back to school after not going for a while as she recovered from an injury, but she says she was surprised to see the displayed signs when she went from classroom to classroom.
My heart sank for the people who have so little respect, so little appreciation for these men and women, that they take our freedom for granted.
And she wasn't the only one who felt so strongly about the issue. Ray Goodwin, a military veteran, says he too is against the superintendent having to post signs in the classroom.
People talk about the First Amendment rights. It's always the ones that are forgotten seem to be the people that have fought for those rights. The superintendent shouldn't have to post this in every classroom, all over the school board. If the kid doesn't follow the instructions that are written in the handbook, then that's their problem.
Both Odom and Goodwin spoke during a recent meeting of the Santa Rosa delegation led by Gulf Breeze Republican Representative Doug Broxson. He says the debate about giving people the option of saying the pledge is an old one and has gone to court.
Right before World War II, there evidently was a protest that someone did not want to say the pledge, and it became, I'm sure, controversial. It ended up in 1941 in the Supreme Court. And they ruled that the First Amendment right for a person of free speech would allow them, if they chose not to say the pledge.
At the request of Rosdick and other superintendents, Broxson is now spearheading an effort to change the law. His proposed measure would still allow a parent to submit a written request excusing the student from reciting the pledge, but it would also allow the schools to simply include the pledge avoidance option in the student handbook rather than a classroom posting.
So now some 70 years later, and really some 60 years after Under God was added to the pledge, we're trying to refine a law that's over 70 years old and bring it up to date, tweak it, and so it's more applicable to what students would expect today.
As part of the Santa Rosa County delegation, Mike Hill is slated to sign on as a co-sponsor in the House, while Baker Republican Greg Evers is expected to carry the Senate bill. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.